Blackstone Audio presents Pleasing the Dead by Deborah Terrell Atkinson. This book is dedicated to George C. Kraut, principal of Wilson Elementary School, Middletown, Ohio, 1960. I was fortunate to be among the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students Mr. Kraut inspired with his innate kindness and his progressive views on education. Thank you, Mr. Kraut. O Rose, thou art sick. The invisible worm that flies in the night in the howling storm has found out thy bed of crimson joy, and his dark secret love does thy life destroy. William Blake, The Sick Rose. Chapter 1. The silver Lexus turned left at the light, then glided a few blocks down Wenae Street and slowed. It bumped into a pitted lot behind a small frame building. Though the bar looked closed and forlorn from the rear, a handful of dilapidated cars were parked on the worn gravel. A black Mercedes S600, isolated in the far corner, stood out like a tank at a peace demonstration. The young man at the wheel of the Lexus gulped, and his eyes flicked to his father. Ichiro Tagama kept his gaze straight ahead, but a muscle twitched along his jaw. Ryan Tagama parked the Lexus on the other side of the lot from the Mercedes.
I thought we were early.
The older Tagama grunted. Both men got out of the car. Ryan locked it with the remote and adjusted the hang of his linen jacket. Tagama's broad face glistened, and the tick in his jaw muscle pulsed. Inside, father and son paused to let their eyes adapt to the dimly lit room, where a handful of male...